Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your own.
I'm not.
you save me.
It's marvelous.
It was so marvelous.
Marvelous.
When you delivered me.
Marvelous.
It was marvelous.
So marvelous.
And then you changed me, Lord.
It's marvelous.
You rearranged me.
Rearranged. Marvelous.
You set me free.
But marvelous.
Free from sin, Lord.
Yeah. name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
My. What's up, y'all? All I can do is laugh. Somebody told me that earlier, just about 10 minutes ago. Somebody said, just laugh. And that's all I can do. But it's all good. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Tiny, just pull that music down just a little bit. Don't cut it off. Just pull it down. Just pull the volume down. She cut it all the way out. Anyway, we have a good time today, y'all. It's Praise Break Friday. It's gonna be good time. Today's conversation: the most important quality of an effective worship leader. That's our topic for today, and man, we're gonna have a good time with it. As always, it's Taking Limits Off Radio, y'all. It's Friday, November 3rd, 2017. And yeah, we are live. We're back. We're live on the air. Had some stuff we needed to take care of, and it took a little longer than it should have. And you know what? Guess what? It's done, and it's over with. Amen. So anyway, y'all, we're live on the air, and glad y'all able to join us at this late time. We're going to take the rest of the time we have, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, and we're going to have some conversation, man, and it's going to be good. But let me give you the rundown real quick. I see y'all just coming on in the room, and go ahead and do me a favor. Hit your invite button on your phones and your all that good stuff, and have your people come on in, and make sure you share about what's about to go down. Because I am just, you know what, I'm going to put it to you like this. Nothing is going to deter me from giving God some praise this Friday. I don't know if y'all can hear it in my voice. I'm a little hoarse, and it ain't because of no cold. I can tell you that I'm a little hoarse because about some things I'm gonna share with you. Let me give you the rundown how you can be a part of the show real quick. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, you can find us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to email the show, you can email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you can find us and email us. We'd love to read those emails on the air. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Just do a simple search under Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Also, Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us live right now. Facebook.com. Okay, we're getting repeats in here. Anyway, all right, I'm not sure what that was. Amen. But you can find us right there. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there just for your viewing. And then you can subscribe to our podcast. Simply going to y'all trying to get me started. Y'all got to let me get to it. Y'all on Facebook, I'm gonna try to get through the show. I need to do. Look, I promise y'all I'm gonna do it. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, simply go to blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com, or you can just do a simple Google search for Taking Limits Off Radio with Dana and Devon. Or you can go to your iTunes account and just go to your podcast section and just do a simple search, Taking Limits Off with Danny Devine. It will come up. And just hit the subscribe button. And guess what? It doesn't cost you anything. at all. We don't send out spam emails. We don't do any of that stuff. We just send you emails about the relevant thing that's going on with the show and just daily show updates. That's all you will get. You only get those on the days we air, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Amen. Amen. So let me say this, y'all. So last night, I need y'all, do me a favor. Before I start talking, because I don't want to have to repeat it. So y'all do me a favor. I know it's only a handful of y'all that came in right now, but I need y'all to go into y'all phones or your mobile devices. Those are the people you know that know the Lord like we know the Lord. I need you to go in there right now, hit your invite button, hit your share button, do whatever it is you got to do. Hit those buttons and get your people on board and real quick, because I don't want to. I'm trying to get to everything that I need to get to before I get started in this thing. And you know, like Prophet Cornelius Williams say, if you hear me, let me see some hearts or something come across my screen. If you know what I'm saying, if you hear me, let me see some hearts and stuff and some thumbs up or something. Let me know you're breathing. Let me know something is going on. So I recognize what's happening, because I need to share this with y'all real quick about. It wasn't in the movie, Tanya, where you at? Wasn't in the movie that's called About Last Night. Ain't that a movie? Ain't that a movie, right? Ain't that a movie y'all called About Last Night? That's a movie, right? I promise you it is. I don't know who was in it. I don't even know if I actually ever saw it. I just know the title. There's a movie called About Last Night. I really wish I could preach a sermon right now called About Last Night. Oh my God, that's y'all write that down, because I might use that right there. What time did I say it? Y'all know I'm old. I need time. It was 12:24. Okay, so how many minutes we in on this show right now? Because I can tell what time I said what I said. It is the 1 hour and 5 minute left mark. All right, I want y'all to write that down. About Last Night. Just look at your neighbor and say About Last Night. So you all know, for months now, and after first, before I get started, I need to thank my twin, Angela Johnson. God bless you. God bless you, Angela Johnson. Should have had you in here today with me, but we probably would have tore up this studio. I have to thank my twin, Angela Johnson. Y'all, she calls herself my twin, because she is the female version of me, except she is a little bit more. She more on 10 than I am. She be on 50. I be on 20. She's on 50 all the time. But anyway, I have to thank my sister, because if it was not for her, let me say this right now, show you how God bring people into your life. If it was not for her, I would not know the man that you all have had the privilege of listening to, that I've introduced you all to through via TTLO Radio, Prophet Cornelius Williams. Now, let me say this. And I was hoping that he was available today. He wasn't able to be here today, because I told him he was more than welcome to come back in today to be with us this afternoon. But he was not able to come in today, and I'm sure he's probably tired from last night's worship service. But I have to share this with you all about what happened last night. So anyway, Prophet Cornelius Williams was introduced to me. He's the author of several books, The Church and the Gay Agenda, and some other books dealing with his deliverance and his life and all the things that and all the things that he went through and things like that. So, you know, I had the privilege of going on Angela's show, one sister to another, and it was an amazing, amazing show. One sister to another, we had a comment. We had part one on her show. We came back here. We did a almost two and a half hour show back last summer with all of us. All of our hosts were in the studio that day. It was five of us: myself, my brother Pastor Parks, Pastor Henderson, Cornelius Williams, and my sister Angela Johnson. We all hosted that show, and it was part two. And it delved deep into the churches, how the church deals with homosexuality and things like that. And it was an amazing, amazing show. The show is still up on our Facebook page. You can go back and watch it anytime. It was an amazing show. I would advise you to go back and watch parts one and parts two. You can still see those. And anyway, I just want to get to it real quick. And we had this amazing show, and you're right, Angela, it was something that's never been done in the history of media, not on the level that we were able to pull that off, and I have to say to God be the glory for that. But I said all that to say, I met Prophet Cornelius Williams the first time in Angela's studio where her show was being done, one sister to another, Intellectual Radio. And then we had him here in the studio to talk about his book. And then we had him here a couple of other times. He came in and he co-hosted with Angela Johnson while I was out of town, while I was unable to be here for some stuff. And he came in and co-hosted. So he sat here. Y'all seen him sitting in this chair to my right. Well, the chair's not here now, but y'all see him sitting here to my right quite a few times. He's an amazing, amazing individual. And I questioned him when I met him because, you know, I know a whole lot of folk that put Prophet before their name. I know a whole lot of folk that put Prophet before their name. And you know, a lot of people just use that and they don't have the authority to use it. And I want to make sure I say this real clear. There's so many people who walk around with titles, calling themselves prophet, calling themselves bishop, calling themselves pastor, calling themselves evangelist, or whatever you want to call it. There is a whole lot of people who walk around with those titles, but they have no real authority. Okay? They have no real authority. I say all that to say again, he was here on Wednesday. He was here on Wednesday hosting with my Wisdom Wednesday segment. He brought his insight, and we were talking about how the church, some churches never break the 200 attendance barrier. And that was just our subject. But as always, we always have open dialogue. I never plan a show. I really don't. The only planning that we do for shows are the articles that we put together for you all, and that's it. But Prophet Cornelius Williams and I, he challenges our intellect, our spiritual intellect. Every time he's been on this show, he challenges your thinking. He challenges your belief. He challenges how you, I have to say this, he challenges how you look at your Christian walk, and he forces you to look through a different lens at your life. So I say all that again. I know y'all want me to get to it, but I had to build this thing up. So he's been on this show so many times. And so he was here Wednesday, and we were just talking, and I asked him what was going on. And I watch his show. You guys have seen it. I've shared his videos from World Dominion Church, 103 North Laramie. If you have not been there, all I can say is just go. Now, I've never been to Sunday morning worship at his church because our time frames are our church times. I'm at my church. I have responsibilities there here at my church. And so I've never been to his Sunday service. So I had been saying for the longest that I was going to go to his Thursday evening worship service. Now, you know, a lot of folk have Bible study, and his is a Bible study, but it really ain't. It's worship, y'all. So I told him Wednesday, I said, I'm going to get there. I don't care what happens. I'm going to get there. Let me tell y'all something. I was sitting outside this man's church at 6. I think I pulled up outside his church at 6:15. I was already sitting outside. I did not go in the parking lot. I parked in front of the building at 6:15 because I didn't want anything to stop me. I didn't want to go nowhere else and make no stop and something would happen because I felt the need. My God. I felt the need that there is something that I was going to receive that I did not want to miss. And right now, y'all, if y'all know me, people who know me who are real close to me, they know every time I get ready to go do something always happens. Anytime the Lord gets ready to move with me, if y'all been around me long enough, especially my close people, the people I talk to and see every day. Anytime God gets ready to do something in my life, Satan always tends to show up and do something. My God. So I didn't give Satan the opportunity last night. Now watch this. My car was on E. Y'all pray for me. Don't ask me why. But my car was on E, and I knew I needed to stop and get gas. I said, you know what? I'll get it after. I said, because there's something that I need to do. That I need to be here first, right? I said, if I'm going to run out of gas, I'm going to run out of gas right here because I don't want to run out of gas nowhere else and then can't get here because there is something that I need to be here for. So I got there at 6:15, and I went in church. I got in there at about 6:55. God bless leading lady, Shantae Williams. God bless her. Over at World Dominion Church, she greeted me right at the door. She looked at me strange. She said, "You look different." And then she said, "Oh, wait, wait a minute. She didn't know who I was. It took her a minute to recognize. I know, you know. But she greeted me at the door and hugged me. And I must say, everybody in World Dominion Church, the hospitality is on a level that I expected. Let me put it that way. They met all expectations on the hospitality level. Everyone greeted me at the door. There was love shown to me. Man, it was just amazing. And I came in and I sat in the back like I said I was going to do it. And their praise and worship started. First, they start their service off. Let me just give y'all this. They start their service off with an intercessory prayer. Now, for those of you who were able to watch it last night, I shared it with you. When I shared with you was when they went live. I didn't want to be disrespectful and have my phone up in the air during the intercessory prayer because I needed the prayer process. But let me tell y'all something right now. That intercessory prayer down to the – can I talk to y'all how I feel it? Let me sit up. Let me raise my chair up. Can I talk to y'all how I feel it? That intercessory prayer, first of all, that woman who I don't know her name. I don't know who she was. She's part of your praise and worship team. She had on a gray dress or something last night. All I know was that woman started a prayer. And I can tell you about 2 minutes into the prayer, it was over for me. That woman prayed, and I promise you, And watch this. The people in the room, you can tell when people have been in the presence of God, and when a building. Let me say it this way: you can tell when you walk into a place and the presence of God has been around this place. You know how you go into a place and you don't. Some people say you can tell a house has been lived in, right? You know what I'm saying? You can tell that the presence of God has shown up on a few occasions. At this place, I'm trying to paint y'all this picture. So the intercessory prayer is going, and people are up and walking around, and this is the announcement that she made. My God, before she started praying, she said, "Now y'all know how we do." She said, "If you want to lay prostrate, you can lay prostrate." She said, "If you want to kneel, you can kneel. If you want to run, you can run." She says, "If you want to jump, you can jump." She said, "If you just want to lay where you at, if you want to stand, you want to holler, you want to shout." And so while she's praying, people are just up and they're starting to walk around now, and they're walking and they're praying. And I mean, now here it's not a big church, right? Not a big church, but so they don't have a lot of aisles. They just have a center aisle, and then the chairs go up against the wall. But there's room to walk in between the chairs. So if somebody's coming to sit next to you, there's room to walk. So they literally walk up and down each aisle. And they're touching the chairs, and they're touching where the podium is, and they're touching the instruments, and they're touching each other. And as we came in, they just touched the shoulder of the person to let them know I'm praying for you. My God, it's just something about somebody else. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I went for selfish reasons. I don't want to offend nobody, but I went for selfish reasons. I went because I needed. This for myself. I pour into people all the time. But I needed this for myself. So I said, I'm just going to go and I'm going to sit in here and I'm going to get me some word. And so Wednesday, I want to give you full disclosure. So Wednesday night, Wednesday night, real quick, some of my church members downstairs, we were here for Bible study. And Paula and Dwayne, they watched Wednesday's show when Prophet Cornelius Williams was here. So right before when Bible study was over with Wednesday night, Paula comes to me. She said, "Who was that man on your show?" She says, "I need to know where his church is, and I need to go and hear him speak." She says, "I just want him." I said, "Well, I'm going tomorrow." And I said, "If y'all get there," I said, "because I'm going straight there." I said, "If you get there, I'll give you a ride home." Because I don't think they have a car or whatever. And so they got – so all of a sudden in the middle of the praise and worship, they come in and somebody tapped me on the shoulder. And it's her and Dwayne. And they came and they sat, you know, down and up. They sat in front of me. And so the praise and worship was just awesome. Oh, my God. I can't even think of the name of the song right now. Y'all help me. Prophet Cornelius Williams or Janet Farrell, whichever one of y'all is on here. I don't even know the name of the song by the artist J.J. Harrison. It's his song. But they were singing the song, and it was just amazing. So then, I'm enjoying the worship. I'm loving the worship and the authentic worship, not contrived. Can I say that again? Authentic worship, not contrived. Not one time. Now watch this. He asked his people to give God glory and all that stuff, but he really didn't have to. Because you can tell that this is not a group that needed to be pumped and primed. They weren't a group that needed to be pushed into trying to meet. They weren't, watch this, they weren't trying to get God to come down to where they were. Y'all don't miss this. They were trying to lift up their praise so that they could meet God where he was. Woo, Jesus. So the praise and worship in this place, I promise you. The praise and worship was on a level that watch this. It couldn't help, and y'all forgive me, preachers, if y'all think I'm going too far, but the praise and worship was on a level that God couldn't help but show up. Oh my God, I said it, and I meant it. He couldn't help but show. He couldn't help but say, wait a minute, let me let my glory show in this place. So the praise and worship went forth, and prophet came out and came from the back, and he beckoned for me to come up, and I said, no, I'm staying right here. Because let me tell you why I stayed where I stayed. I stayed where I stayed because I wanted to sit and be taught. It wasn't about my title. It wasn't about, I'm going to tell you right now, it had nothing to do with TTLO Radio. That ain't why I was there. I was there for Dana L. King. That's it. That's it. It wasn't about nothing. It wasn't about Kingdom Baptist Church. It wasn't about me trying to be the pastor. It wasn't about any of those things. I was there because Dana needed it. My. So I'm sitting there. Lord. So I'm sitting there and his subject matter. His subject was titled. He's doing this series. This series, all month, he's doing this series, and it's just amazing. I don't want y'all to miss it. He's doing this series for the month of November about the danger. It's called the Dangerous Lust series, and the series is entitled Dangerous Lust, right? So he's doing this series on dangerous lust, and last night was part one. And part one was simply entitled "Kill It While It's Young." That's what it was entitled. "Kill It While It's Young," right? And that was the title of this thing. And it talks about how sin. I'm gonna paraphrase this real quick, Prophet. Forgive me. I don't want to tear up your stuff because you done preached it, and I don't need to preach it for you. But he talked about how sin. How our thoughts and sin enters our thoughts and then impregnates us, right? And then if we don't kill it while it's in our thought process, we end up reproducing. Oh my God, we end up birthing this sin. Oh Jesus! I was listening. I want you to know I was paying attention. My God. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this thing and he is stepping on, watch this, he didn't just step on toes, he stepped on whole feet. He stepped on some toes and watch this, it was relevant, it was a relevant prophetic message for our age. Now y'all know I applaud people who I believe should be applauded. Let me say this. I know Prophet Cornelius Williams don't need my applause. What he do ain't for me. I understand that. But I have to say it like this. So he preached and he preached for about 45 minutes or so. And I have to say this. Glory to God for his musicians, anointed musicians, musicians who are, let me say this, in tune with their pastor. In tuned with their pastor. You know, it's Praise Book Friday. You know, we always talk about how musicians and praise teams and worship teams need to have the same mindset as their pastor. And I could tell you right now they had the same mindset. They moved when he moved. Just like that. They moved when he moved, and it was an amazing thing. So the service is going, and the worship. Now we're in the midst of the word. But I want you to know that even in the midst of him preaching and teaching, the worship never left. Can I change that? The glory never left. I understand, and I put this on Facebook last night, I now truly understand why it's called the Glory House. I understand to the fullest extent of why that's what it's called. And watch this. Prophet Cornelius, I know y'all trying to get a, y'all gonna get a bigger building. I already understand that. But I really want to say this right here. And God's presence can fill any room. But my God, that place. I heard about what used to happen over on Harrison. But this place right here, that place that he gave y'all over there on Laramie, 103 North Laramie, that is a place that the very presence of God dwells. I'm just going to say it again. The very presence of God dwells. The very presence of God dwells. I can say again, like Peter said, it was good for us to be there last night. It was good. It was where I was needed, where my soul needed to be there last night. So he preached this thing, and then afterwards, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying the service, and he beckoned for me to come up to the front, and I had expectancy to go. But let me tell you about flesh. Oh my God. Let me tell y'all about flesh. I had expectancy to go up there, right? But flesh wanted me to stay in my seat. Flesh wanted me to sit there, because here is the deal, and you got to be careful. And it's just like the songwriter says about the song Yes, right? That song Yes by Shekinah Glory. You got to be careful when God tells you yes, because yes might cost you everything, right? And I knew, I said, because I sat next to him long enough, right? I've never heard him preach, but I've heard him teach because he's done it here on this show. I've listened to him, and I've had conversation with him, whether it was here in person or whether it was on Facebook Messenger or text, whatever it is. I've sat around him long enough to understand that he is one who understands the spirit of discernment, the gift of discernment, rather. And I understand that he is able to read people, and he's able to read not just people, but their spirit. My God. So I'm sitting there, and he calls me up to the front. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all can go back. The video is still loaded. I shared it on my page last night. It's on his page. So however you want to watch it, you can go and watch it from the service last night at the Glory House. So he calls me up there, and I'm going to tell y'all what I remember. I can tell you what I saw afterwards, but I can tell you what I remember. He started speaking to me, right? And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm cool. Y'all know me, I'm cool. I'm that dude, you know. You know, I'm cool. I don't do all that. If I get emotional, you know, it's angry or something. You know, I get upset. I when I get upset, you do something wrong to me, I want to lash out. You know, that's my nature. But I'm cool. I'm laid back. You know, I laugh at good jokes and all that stuff. But he starts speaking to me, and I just couldn't fathom. I heard what he was saying, and then he said, now watch this. Now in our conversations, let me go here, then I'll finish out. In our conversations, I've never told him about the drama that I have to deal with in my Christian walk and in my journey that God has placed me on right now. We've never shared that. I've never said, man, look, these people are doing this to me. This is happening on a daily basis. I'm being disrespectful. I've never shared any words with him on that level. Right? My God. I've never shared any of this with him. I just never have, because I don't talk to everybody. I have my mentors that I talk to, but I've never shared this with him. I want you to know, as my godmother would say, he read my book from Genesis to Revelation. And he said something, and when he said it, I was done, because that's when I knew it was, because you know, you always have because flesh wants to keep a shadow, wants to keep some doubt in your mind. You know, flesh, carnality, can I use that word? Carnality wants to keep some doubt in your mind about what it is, and that's the way Satan likes to seep in. He'll use your mind. He'll have you go and say, well, you know, he ain't no real prophet. You know, he only gonna say general stuff to you. You know, kind of like those fake, you know how them fake people do on them shows, and they read in your mind, and you know they say, hey, you know, did somebody die? Did her name start with an M? Is it Mary? Is it Martha? Is it Melissa? You know, they go through that. You know that fake stuff that we see on the news. You know that whole process. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, Dana, just you know, just roll with it. just roll with it. But then he said some things. He says to me. He says, you're going to be elevated. I'm like, okay, I heard that. I'm like, that's general. I got that, right? But then he says, even the people, my God, who are speaking proverbs in back rooms about you, oh, my God. He said, even the people, y'all help me now. Y'all stay with me. I need somebody in here. He said, even the people that are plotting against you in back rooms, my God. He says, even the people who are slandering your name, the people who are trying to kill your character, my God. He said, even the very people. He says, the people that are trying to, he says, God has already moved you past them. And once he said that, everything else is a blur to me. Because all I saw, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't know who else was there. I don't know who came in, who left. I don't know what song was being played. I didn't hear anything else out of his mouth. All I heard was God telling me, Dana, it's all right. All I heard the Lord say to me was, Dana, it's already done. I already finished it. I've already completed it. All you got to do is keep walking where you're walking. Keep going where I tell you to go. Keep saying what I tell you to say. Preach like I want you to preach, not like they want you to preach. Teach what I give you to teach. That's all I heard the Lord say. He was saying, Prophet Cornelius was saying a whole lot of stuff. But all I heard the Lord say was just, it's already done. He says, now it took you, you had to come here to hear it. He says, and I brought you here so that all of the noise that's coming in all day, every day. He says, I brought you here because this is where I reside. My God, Jesus. He said, this is where I reside. He said, this is where I reside. He says, if for no other purpose, you were brought here tonight so that you could hear a clear message from me, not from those who want to see you doing it and those who don't want to see you doing it, those who are on the fence about you doing it. All. He says, I brought you here so there could be no ambiguity. Oh, my God. He says, I brought you here so there could be no confusion, so that there could be no a lack of direction. He says, now do you hear me? And all I could do, the only words that were inside of me was yes. All I could say was yes, God. All I could say was I hear you, Father. I thank you, Lord. And that's all I know. That's all I know, y'all. That's all I know. 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 And I'm sitting there and I'm standing there. And I don't know if I was standing, kneeling. I don't know. So you talk about burdens being lifted. My. You talk about some burdens being lifted. You talk about some stuff that you talk about a monkey. Yeah. Cause I'm gonna tell y'all, like I tried to tell y'all this. I mentioned this to y'all before, and I told it to my church a few weeks ago. That October, the month of October, was probably one of the most difficult months of my life. And God said, you didn't falter, though. Yeah. He says, I had some stuff given to you. He says, I allowed some stuff to come into your life to try and shake you. And I allowed some things to be taken and snatched and moved and put and removed and all of this stuff. He says, I allowed this stuff to happen. He says, and I even allowed it to go outside of you. I allowed some of the closest folk to you to even be affected by this thing. But God says, now here comes the time I'm going to not just restore you, oh my God, but I'm going to elevate you. Oh, Jesus. I wish y'all could understand that. I really wish you could. So this is what I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna move on because I'm yeah. Woo! Look here. I want y'all to get it and understand. There is nothing like being in the very, very presence of God. And watch this. If you've ever been there before, you'll know it when you get there again. Watch this. Because what I saw last night, I had been there before. And it had been a long time since I had been there. And I recognized it. Because see, when you're preaching and you're teaching, you're trying to bring people in. You know, you're trying to sow something into them. But, you know, it's rare when you preach and teach that you're actually being poured into. So preachers and even pastors and bishops, everybody needs to be poured into sometime. And I let me say this right now. I thank God. I know some folk watch this show. And they look at him funny when he on here, or why he sound like that, and why he talk like that, and you sure he this, and are you sure he that? Look here, I don't care what y'all think. Let me say that right now. I could give two about what y'all think. I know spirit, no spirit, my God. I know who he is, my God. I know who he is, and I am grateful and thankful for Prophet Cornelius Williams. I'm going to say that right now. And I said I don't care what y'all say, don't matter to me. I am grateful for Prophet Cornelius Williams and World Dominion Church. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless everything that you touch. My God, everything that you touch. I know you got something major that you want to announce, but let me say this to you. You ain't got, well, I know you waiting for some stuff and some documents and all that stuff. You ain't got to wait because it's done. Because there's no way God is going to put in you what he put in you to keep you where you are right now. Because the world needs to see it. I'll say that again. The world needs to see it. The world needs to hear it because it's coming from such an authentic place. It's coming from such an authentic place. It's coming from a place of I've been there on the other side. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be to oh my God. I know what it's like to be hurt. I know what it's like to be misused. I know what it's like to be living the wrong type of life. I know it, and it's coming from a place of I've been there, I've done that, I got a t-shirt, but look at me now. My. Jesus. I wish y'all could have been there. So I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. I'm going to let it go because I got to do what I got to do. If y'all can make your way, because I want people to experience. Y'all can get mad at me if you want to. But right now I feel like the woman at the well. Can I go there? Can I say that? Look, ain't nobody in here to tell me no. I feel like the woman at the well. Can I say it like this? Y'all need to come see about a man. Come on, I'm just going to put it out there like this. Y'all need to come hear the word of the Lord at this church. I'm just going to say it. I don't care. Now, you may have your feelings about little big churches and you want to go to a big building and all that stuff. Y'all can go because I can tell you right now, I know what it's like to be in a big building and I'm going to just let that man maybe sit right there. I want y'all to, if you can, Now, go to your church on Sunday. Do what you do, because I don't want no excuses. Go to your own church on Sunday, and I want you to praise God like you ain't never praised him before. But come Thursday. What's Thursday's date, Tanya? What's the date for Thursday? Help me out, somebody, please. What's Thursday's date? Because I got too much stuff happening. I'm pushing buttons over here, and I think I'm going to cut something off by mistake. What is Thursday's date? Somebody help me right now. What's Thursday's date? What is the date on Thursday? Somebody help me real quick. What's the date? I need the actual date. November the what? Y'all playing. Come on now. Too many of y'all. November the 9th. Thank you. November the 9th. Thank you, Angela Johnson. November the 9th. On Thursday, November the 9th. I need y'all to make y'all way to the 7:15 service at World Dominion Church. I just need y'all to do it. I don't care if you are a pastor, preacher, prophet, bishop, usher, deacon, trustee, janitor. I don't care what your title is. Just go over there, right? Just go. They got parking lot. You can park on the street. You can park whatever it is. Just go. I'm going. I will be back there Thursday. Because see, this is what I need for my journey. And God says, I've given you this resource. Oh, my God. He says, I've given you this place where you can connect. You know, I heard this young preacher say this one time, talking about us like cell phones. I've given you this resource where you can come and recharge yourself. I've given you this place. Now, God is still the source. But see, he will use people like Prophet Cornelius Williams as a resource. Come on, somebody. Y'all help me. Thursday, November 9th, if you can. Now, if you can't make it, I know a lot of y'all, my listeners and watchers, I know especially all these folk on Blog Talk Radio who I don't know none of y'all's names. All y'all listening on the radio side, I know I don't know none of y'all's names. Y'all just sit back on your radios and your internet and y'all just listen, and I never hear from you unless you email me anonymously or something like that. Those of you watching on Ustream, I only know about five or six of y'all that actually watch. The rest of y'all who watch, y'all, you mean you could, when you do send me a message, it comes through as anonymous. God bless y'all. I appreciate y'all and all that stuff. But on next Thursday, if y'all can make y'all way, because this is what I want to do. I want y'all to feel the house. I want his folk to be mad that we there. I want y'all to come in that place. Come on, I'm just trying to get y'all in here. Show up at 103 North Laramie next November the 9th. The service starts at 7:15. But the intercessory prayer starts at 7 o'clock on the dot. And let me tell y'all something. They don't start on CPT time. They start on time. 7 o'clock, somebody going to grab their microphone and start praying all over that place. And you know how deacons have devotion? This is what I call devotion. It's intercessory prayer, but it's the same. But there's something special about it, and you just need to be there. So y'all come on out. Prophet will be here next week on Wednesday. I'm going to make sure he's here. Prophet, if you ain't going out of town, you need to be in here. You need to be right here. Come on in here. And just come in and hear this thing. This series he's preaching, Dangerous Lust, you can go and watch it. Like I said, the whole service from last night, starting right at the end of their praise and worship, is on Facebook Live. You can go back and watch it. It's on his page. It's on my page, on the World Dominion Church page. It's there. I know you're saying it's an hour long and I don't have that kind of time. Yes, you do. And watch this. You ain't got to watch it. Just listen to it. Put your headphones in on your phone. Turn on your Facebook on your phone and just listen to it. I really wish I was tempted. I had too much to do this morning because I wanted to. So last night, now I'm going to move on real quick. Last night, I was curious because I saw, I was sharing it while I was there, the service portion. And I didn't go live, but I just shared his live feed. I think it's disrespectful to go live on somebody else's live feed when they live and you live too. I mean, that's just disrespectful. You know, if it's their program, then let their program be the conduit for all of the watchers, and you just share the program. That's just what you do. So I went, when I got home last night, I had class last night, and I got to share this with you too now. I didn't know that he had said a lot of things during his prophesying to me. I missed a lot of it. I really missed most of it. So I went back, and I watched it after my class was over last night. So beforehand, let me tell you what happened. So I had class last night, and my second class, I have three classes that I'm taking this term. And my second class started last night. And I got to meet the professors and everything last night. And so for those of you who don't know, and I'll give you a real quick background. I got awarded a scholarship for $15,000 to continue my education, to get a doctorate's degree. From Liberty Theological Seminary in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is also the school that I got my master's degree from. And I was awarded a $15,000 scholarship. Let me explain this to you. I did not apply for said scholarship. Did not even make an attempt for it. Did not ask for it. Was not even interested in it. And those of you who know me, I know my mama might probably still listen to know school ain't never been my thing. But wasn't even interested in it, and I was awarded this scholarship. And part of the process was the $15,000 would cover mostly everything. After they ran all the numbers, there was still some $3,000 left that needed to be paid, plus the books. Fast forward to when school started at the end of September, mid-September, got a phone call and email that the rest of my tuition was covered. I'm going to try to get through this. The rest of my tuition was covered, right? Then found out I'm looking and I'm talking to folk and I'm like, I got all. So first I get the syllabus for all of the classes required, and all of the classes and the books. The prices for the books are kind of astronomical. I'm gonna say it like that. But then I find out that for the first class I started getting ready to get the books, and I found out that once I bought the books that they were going to refund me all of the money for the books that I had already purchased. Right? I'm just telling y'all about God, how God worked. Y'all can say what you want. Y'all can be detractors and all that stuff. I'm just telling you how God works. I'm just telling you how God works. And so then I'm going through this process. The classes are at night because I do them during my scheduled time. So I work a job in Oak Brook, and so sometimes when I'm at work, I buy audio books so I can listen to the books. I'm really good at retaining stuff just by listening through audio books. So that way, when I go back and read the actual material, I've already have a sense of what I read. So now I can just kind of breeze through it for understanding, right? So last night, the second course started last night. The second course is entitled Spiritual Factors of Growing Churches. Spiritual Factors of Growing Churches. And this is part of the courses that I'm taking. And there are five books that are required for that class. Now, mind you, I didn't know any of this. I'd have been to the glory house now. Oh, Jesus. I done been to the glory house. Now, I done been to the glory house. This man done spoke some stuff into my life. Some stuff I did not know that he had said, right? I did not know. So I'm sitting at my table, and I'm on my computer. I got my laptop up. I got my iPad up. I got my Bible open. I got my phone on. I got all my different resources. I got all my stuff, and I'm listening to this guy go through his spiel, and we're all sitting there, and I'm going through things. So then we start talking about the books. And the books come up, and I started going through my book list, and I go through, and then my email, we have Liberty email, and I see the thing in there, and I go to where they want us to buy the books from, because we can buy them from Amazon, but I buy the audio books because that's what I prefer if they have them, and I buy digital versions, Kindle, because I don't like, y'all know me, y'all have said this a million times, I'm not big on real books. I like the Kindle because it's easier for me to keep up with the material. That's why. So it's easier for me. So I'm going through the process. I go to the Liberty Bookstore, and as I go and select the books, because your syllabus information is in there, so they know what you need to buy, my balance says zero. So my required reading for the five books I needed, my balance said zero. Y'all don't miss this. I'm trying to help somebody right now. My balance said zero. Y'all don't miss that. Don't miss that. Come on right now. My balance said zero. So then I got a little excited, right? So then y'all know I put my Facebook post up, right? I put my post up telling y'all all my business, because y'all know I'm just, that's what I do. People get mad and say, why everything got to be on Facebook? I put it up there on Facebook. So then last night I got curious. So I said, let me go back and watch the service. Because I left my iPad at home. My iPad is where I normally take notes. When I go to people's services and I go to people's churches, I pull up the script. I'm able to make notes next to what they're talking about so I can keep up. So I didn't have that. So I said, you know what, I'll just watch it. You know, the good thing about this technology, I'll just watch it again. So I started watching it last night, and curiosity got the best of me. So I went through the parts. I remembered this part. I fast-forwarded, and you can scroll ahead. So I went. I said, okay, I remember him saying that. So I'm putting my notes down on my iPad, and I'm going forward. So then I get to this thing about the prophecy, this prophetical piece at the end. It's at the 1:12 mark, the 1 hour and 12-minute mark of his service. Now, don't just go and watch what he said to me, because the first 1 hour and 12 minutes is for everybody. I'm going to say that right now. So don't go cheating just to see what he said to me. I want y'all to watch the whole thing, right? And watch this. While you're watching it, go ahead and comment, because he'll still see it. Comment at the part that you talk, that he's talking about, that stepped on your toes when he was all in your house. And make your comments, because I was still making comments last night. So I'm watching it. So I get to this prophetical piece at the 1 hour and 12-minute mark. And mind you, I only remember up until about the 1 hour and 15-minute mark. Everything that happened after that, I don't recall. The only thing I recalled was from 1:12 to 1:15, and then the offering that took place afterwards. Okay? All right. So I'm listening to this thing, and at one point he said this to me, and I heard it on the recording, not live when I was there, because it was happening to me, so I don't recall it. He said, the way has already been made for you. He says, investors and people will want to sow into you. Oh, my God. Now, mind you, he said this to me roughly at about 8-something last night. My God, right? I'm on my computer last night. Hey, Jesus. And I'm on my computer last night in my class at after 10 o'clock last night. And I go to the bookstore. And at 10 o'clock last night, can I say like I feel somebody had poured in to me. And my books, hey, God, were paid for. Y'all might not think that's a big deal, but my books, come on. Were paid for this. This thing was already done. So stuff had already, watch this, had already started working. Oh, my. I want y'all to get this. I know. All these things had already started transpiring. So while I'm over here on 103 North Laramie getting spoke to, somewhere down in Lynchburg, Virginia, somebody somewhere is already saying credit, 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 book, 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 and book paid for. Huh? Don't miss what I'm trying to help somebody in here. I'm trying to help somebody in here. Who, Jesus? I'm trying to help somebody in here. Oh, Lord. Look here. All I want to say is this. It was an absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing evening of worship, and of God showing up, and like, look, if I had had, you know what they say about Moses, when Moses came down from the mountain, because he had been in the presence of God, and when he came down, they said he. What's wrong? Like, well, why does he look like that? Why? What's wrong with his face? Because he had been in the very presence. He had been in the very presence. I know for a fact, and no, I'm not talking about Prophet Cornelius Williams being God. I'm talking about the presence of God being in the room, speaking through Prophet Cornelius Williams. I just wanted to tell y'all right now, it was something to behold. And as I have been saying for weeks, Facebook don't do it justice. Facebook don't do it justice. Y'all can watch it and explain, because I had some folks texting me last night. I had some folks texting me last night saying, Dana, I'm in tears while I'm watching it right now. And they was texting me and they was watching this thing. My God. But it just don't do, you need to be where the glory is. And I'm talking about his Shekinah glory. I'm talking about his train filling the temple. I'm talking about the smoke filling the temple. It was just so heavy in there. All you could do was just allow the Spirit of God to permeate your body and then permeate the sinews of your body and the sinews of your and the very fibers of your being and then down into the delve areas of your soul. I'm talking about down where the very breath, the Ruha of God just showed itself upon. I'm telling you what I saw. You gotta have one experience. Either God is with me, Thomas said. He says you would never be the same. You know what? I heard that at the end of the video. And I must say, I had one of my better nights of sleep. I woke up with a different kind of energy and a different kind of mindset. And watch this. When some mess hit me on my way to the studio today, it didn't even bother me because I just laughed it off. I didn't even get upset. I didn't even get mad. I just said, well, Lord, guess what? Next test. Some people like the way I say that. Next question. Come on, Lord. Next test. Come on. Send the next one. Come on. I'm good. It's already done. Hey, Jesus. It's already done. It's already complete. I don't need to be worried about what nobody's doing. I don't need to be concerned about all of this stuff. It's already done. My. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. So I'm going to implore you all, if you can, to make your way next Thursday. Come with me. Be my guest. Look, it ain't my church. But be my guest. Look, be my special guest at the Glory House. Whoop not. At World Dominion Church. I just had to share that with y'all. I know what time is it. Jesus, it's 50, got 15 minutes. it's just, oh Jesus, it was something to behold. And man, it is something that I just could not. I had to share that with y'all. I had to. Y'all need to get here. I know y'all some now if y'all now for those of you who are not local. For those of you who are not local, next Thursday, excuse me, at 7:15, I am going to share his broadcast. I advise y'all to be a part of it. Be a part of it live. I advise you to be a part of it. I advise you to just do it. Trust me when I tell you. If he did it for me, oh my God, I'm talking about Jesus now. If he did it for me, he can sure do it for you. He can lay those crooked places straight. Oh, glory. Oh, God. Yeah, come on. Either say be our guest. Come on. I want to help y'all. I really do. I want to help. I really do. I really do. I really think that there's something life-changing that goes on in that place. I want to move on. I do. I really do. But there's something life-changing that goes on in their place. There's there's something that happens in that place that you just it makes you look at things differently. My. It makes you, y'all see, my mama said, pick her up. Hold on, see, let me help her. You got a brand new car. Come on, somebody, didn't have one. You got a brand new car. Come on, somebody. I'll come get you because you're my mama, but you got a brand new car. And I'm coming from Oakbrook. Remember that. But anyway, I'll come get you because you're my mama, so that ain't no question. That's not even a question. But y'all need to look here. Now, look, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. If you ain't about praise and worship, this ain't the place for you. Because the music is loud, the singing is real, and y'all little ears that's been used to this hums and hymns and quiet, and it might be a little rough for you, but just come ready. Come ready. If you come with an open mind and an open heart, I promise you it'll do something to you. But my Jesus, all right. I just had to share that with y'all real quick. I did. I just had to share that with y'all. I just wanted to. Yeah. I am so excited right now. I need to take a break though. I need to take a break so I can get up and get me some water. My God. But it's Jesus. But I literally heard the very voice of God saying it's already done. I heard him say, I've already prepared wonderful things for you. I heard him say, God has already prepared your deliverance. He's already, I'm telling you what, I'm going to tell you for you what he told me. He's already prepared your deliverance. He's already prepared your healing. Your future for you and your children is already done. It's already done. He's already prepared a table before you in the presence. Oh my God, in the presence of your enemies. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. My. Okay. I got it. I'm gonna take a break so I can go and give me some. You need something to parch my throat. I done talked myself hoarse. I didn't have no voice already when I came in here. But y'all better come on and just come on. Act like you know who God is. Let me do this here. I'm gonna take a quick break. And it's going to be a real quick praise break. But y'all might well go ahead and get. Oh, Jesus. Y'all better stop. I got to take. Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. All right. I'll be right back, y'all. I got to take this break.
For a manifestation of something else to have. What you working with? Tap your neighbor and say, what you working with? Because somebody's gonna think you crazy in a minute. Now, has God really been that good to you? Has He really been that good to you? One more time, so that you can let the enemy know that you still got the victory. One, two, three, go! Father, one more thing he's done. One, two, three, go!
Oh, my. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I just had to. Yes, God. Look here, y'all. We are back. I am, again, just so grateful. I know the time is short. We got 8 minutes. Y'all forgive me that the time is short. But I had to share this. I kind of knew it was going to be a little rough today as far as trying to follow protocol. And I don't, trust me, I don't mind following protocol. But sometimes there was no way I could share what I need to share with y'all in 10 minutes. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So, yeah. And all that is within me. Yeah, bless his name. My. God bless Ernest Pugh for that. That's who, Jesus. So I want to say this again, man. Y'all come out Thursday night. I'll be there. And I'll be sitting in the back. Because I need to be able to see everything. That's how I am. I'm a visual person, so I like to take in all of it. You know, sometimes when you sit up in the front, you know, because I like to sit in the back too, because see, I like to watch the reactions of other people. Because you know what's an amazing thing about being in a church where folk are being blessed, you can see their lives are being changed while they're sitting there, is when the preacher says something, watch this, y'all. When the preacher says something and it hits them in a way and they go, oh my God, and you can see them get a revelation. Oh my, see, don't, y'all just missed that. It's a blessing when you can be in the room and the preacher is talking and the person sitting in front of you gets a revelation based off what the preacher just said. That's a blessing. That's a blessing when you can see someone, when you can finally see the light bulb go off in somebody else's head, when you can see a release come through based off of what just happened or what was just said. It's an amazing thing. That's why I get happy when other people get happy. That's why when somebody in your church starts praising the Lord, you ought to start praising him too. Even if you're too caught up in your own mess to give him glory for what he's done for you, when you see somebody else get happy, you ought to want to praise him too. Don't just look at him. You ought to just want to shout hallelujah too. Don't just watch him and stare on him and laugh at him because they're running and falling on the floor. Hell, you ought to get over there where they're at too and look, get close to him. Maybe some of it will rub off on you. Maybe they're praying. Praise or break that stony attitude of yours. Oh my God, man. Maybe the praise of the person next to you will break that stony heart of yours and loose that demon that's got a glory. Maybe that praise of that person next to you might just help you get delivered. I really wish that we would get excited when God blesses somebody else, when he reveals himself. When somebody finally recognizes God in their life, I really wish we would get to a point that we would see that. That would be that now you're talking about a different level of worship. Now you're talking about a different level of praise. Now you're seeing God on a different level. My. That's what I'm talking about. Once you get there and once you see that, then you can start to finally see God. Like, okay, now I get it. Because guess what? It always ain't about, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I can go to World Dominion Church next Thursday, right? And Prophet Cornelius Williams can preach, and then he can prophesy and pull somebody else up out the audience and prophesy some stuff in their life, and not one word of what he preaches or teaches has anything to do with me, right? But if I sense or see somebody else getting a revelation from that process, don't you know I'm going to shout and give him glory for that person? See, that's what spiritual maturity is. Spiritual maturity is when I can see somebody else get blessed and be happy for their blessing. Oh, my God. Spiritual maturity is when I can see somebody else, I can see a burden being lifted off of somebody else and get excited about their blessing. Come on, somebody. Spiritual maturity is when I can see somebody else. I can see somebody else walking into their destiny. I can see somebody else getting direction and some clarity about their life, and then all of a sudden, I can see them do that. That ain't that, that's a blessing in itself. We ought to get excited sometimes for somebody else. It ain't always got to be about us. It always got to be about how God done blessed us or what he's done for me and how much he's done for me. I should be able to get excited about what God did for somebody else. I'm excited about what he's doing at World Dominion Church right now. It's 3 minutes left, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and just pray right now and use these last 3 minutes for prayer and intercession right now, like for somebody else. I just think we ought to just do that right now. Father God, we come, Lord, just to say thank you. God, we thank you for who you are. God, we're so gracious right now, God. We're just gracious and grateful for your very presence right now, God. God, we're thankful for everything that you have been to us, God. We're thankful for just simply who you are. God, we're thankful for the things that you've done for us, God. We thank you for what you're doing for us, God, and we thank you for what you're going to do for us, God. Right now, God, I come not saying asking for anything for Dana King, God. You've already spoke to me. You've shown me. You've allowed me to see what it is I need to see, God. You've shown me a clear path, God. You've given me clear direction, God, and the vision was as bright and as clear as it could be, God. I thank you for the GPS that you turned on in me last night, God, that gave me direction. I thank you, for clearing all the detours out the way, God. I thank you for clearing the route right now, God. So I know my prayer I'm praying now is not for me, God, but I come right now on behalf of World Dominion Church. God, I come on behalf of Prophet Cornelius Williams and leading lady Shanada Williams, Shantae Williams, right now, God. I come right now, God, asking right now that I know that you've already done what you're going to do, God, but I ask that you would give him everything that he needs, God. Don't trickle it down. Don't let it come in sparingly, God, but just let there be overflow. Oh, my God, right now. Just let there be overflow, God. Give him your perfect praise right now, God. Give him what you have, God. Give him the continue to strengthen his authority, God. God, give him larger prophetic unction right now, God. Increase his prophetic gift right now, God. Don't let his gift just speak to one or two at a time, God. God, create the platform for him, God, to speak to the nations right now. God, give him the power and the ability to speak to the nations right now, God. Give him everything right now, God, everything. All the things right now, God. We speak these things right now, God. We speak these things right now, God. As only you can do them, God. We ask right now, God, that you would come and move by your spirit, God. And, oh, God, right there at 103 North Laramie right now, God. God, we know that you're present right now. I may just drive down there and wave at you on my way where I got to go. I might just do that right now, God. I just want to vote right now, God. Every person that walks by that place right now, God, whether they step foot in there or not, God, the folk that are walking by right now, past 103, God, I ask right now that you would touch and bless them right now, God. Every person affiliated with World Dominion Church right now, God, I ask a special blessing, increase on their homes, on their jobs, in their bank accounts, on everything that they touch, God. I ask increase right now, God. On Pastor and Prophet Cornelius Williams right now, God, I ask increase right now, God. Whatever he has, God, anything that's going to be a movement or stumbling block in his life, God, we ask that you don't just move that thing. You bulldoze that thing right out the way, God. You flatten it, God. If there's anything crooked on his journey, God, we ask that you would make it straight right now, God, so that he can come and do what he needs to do in you in experience right now, God. We ask that you would do all these things for World Dominion Church, God. And then when the people come, oh, my God, when they show up on Sunday, Herr Jesus, when they show up on Sunday, God, when they walk in the door, God, don't even let them take their seat, God. I want you just to infiltrate their minds and their bodies and their spirit, God. Let them know that you met them there, God. On their way to church, talk to them. When they're walking to the church, talk to them. While they're driving to the church, talk to them, God. Give them a sense of expectancy when they come in that place, God. And then when they get there, do what you do, Lord. Do what you do, Lord. Do what you do, Lord. Do it, Jesus. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I know it. I've experienced it for myself. Do what you do in that place. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love y'all. I love y'all. PTLO Radio, I love y'all. God bless you. All of y'all on Facebook, I didn't call no names today, but I'm sorry, but God bless y'all. Y'all know y'all have blessed me. Y'all have been a blessing to me. And just I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio listening on the phone lines, God bless you. Thank you. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Y'all mean the world to me. All of the listeners on the website of Blog Talk Radio, God bless each and every one of your houses right now. God bless everything that you touch. Those of you watching on Ustream, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Whatever it is that you touch, whatever it is, whatever endeavor you set out for, God bless it right now, right now, right now. This Kingdom Baptist Church right now that I sit in, God bless it right now, God. Despite all the circumstances and the hardships and everything else, bless it right now, God. I bless every leader that's in power in this place right now, God. If what they're doing is in your will, then bless it. If it's outside of your will, then stop it. God, bless it, bless it, bless it right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Bless every person that's a part of this show. God bless each and every one of y'all. I love y'all. Y'all know I do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got to go. Ooh, jeez, I got to go. Yeah, well, it's going to be all right. Ha! It's going to be all right. Hey, God. Who's Jesus? Who's Jesus? Who's Jesus? All right, y'all. I got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Be peace. And keep your head on the swivel. Bye.
Presence of the Lord.